Hello everyone and welcome to a new video in the Xamonday series. Today I'm going to talk about the value converters in Xamarin Forms. If you ever worked with XAML-based technologies such as WPF or Universal Windows Platform, maybe you are already familiar with the concept of value converters. But now we will take a look at this important option within XAML-based Xamarin Form application. I have a very simple class here called status, which simply returns a property of type return code. Return code is an enumeration with just two values, success and failed. The user interface has just one entry control, which is like a text box control in other platforms. The text of this entry control is data bound to the response property of the status class. With this kind of data binding, when you start the application and assign an instance of the status class to the user interface, what you see on screen is this, success. Success means that the runtime has invoked the toString method over the return code object. This is not what you want to see on screen. You would probably want to see something more meaningful. You want to display something more meaningful to the end user. So, how about showing a more meaningful message? This means converting the value of the response property, which is of type return code, into a string in this case. How would you do this? We can create a new class, which we call, for example, return code converter. The goal of this class is providing a way of converting the original data type into a different type that a UI element can understand. In this case, this class will be responsible for converting an object of type return code into a string. To accomplish this, you take advantage of the eValue converter interface. This is exposed by the Xamarin.forms namespace, while in different technologies such as WPF or Universal Windows Platform, this is in the system.windows.data namespace. Implementing this interface requires two methods, one called convert and one called convertback. Convert takes the original value and the original type from the data source and converts this type into something that the user interface can understand. In this case, this method will convert the original object of type return code into a string. ConvertBack just does the opposite. It takes something from the user interface and converts back that object into something that the original data source can understand. In this particular case, this will be a string from a return code type, but it can be anything. It can be an image into a string path, for example, or it could be a date time into a string. So let's see how to implement this kind of conversion. The first thing we need to do is converting the first parameter of the convert method, which is value of type object, into the proper type. Here we can implement our conversion logic, and we are totally free of doing that. This example will be very simple, so we can just write something like if code equals return code.success, then return a meaningful string such as operation succeeded. Otherwise, just return operation failed. Okay, now let's implement convertback. This will also be a very simple conversion. We are in a sample scenario, but what you must understand is that convert converts the original data source into something that the UI can understand, and convertback does the opposite, something that the original data source can understand from the UI. In this case, the UI element is an entry control which contains a string that must be converted back into a return code type. So, convertback takes value as a parameter and is of type object, so let's convert this value into a string, because the entry control is sending us a string. And now let's say if code.toLower equals, for example, OK. So if the user types OK in the entry control, then we will return back to the data source return code.success. Otherwise, our data binding will return failed. This is all about data binding, okay? Let's go back to the user interface. Now that we have a value converter, the first thing we have to do is compiling the project. And then we have to add this converter to a container resource. This can be, for example, this content page. So we have to use the content page dot resources item. Differently from what you would do in WPF, where you can directly point to a local resource, in Xamarin Forms you have to specify a resource dictionary element. This is mandatory. In this case, my value converter class is in my local namespace, which is value converters. In the case I had a subfolder containing a number of value converter classes, I would add another XML namespace here. So I can just write local and return code converter x key. I need an identifier for this resource, which will be return code converter. Okay, the next thing I have to do is extending the binding expression using a converter element like this with a static resource pointing to return code converter. All right, now let's start again the application. Great. So as you can see, my code has just converted the value of an enumeration object into a string, into something more meaningful for my user. I could have a memory stream representing an image that I would have to bind to an image control, so I would need a converter. These are some examples of what you can do with value converters. Now, this would do nothing at this point. If I typed OK and then back, convert back would convert OK into a success code from the return code enumeration. Otherwise, whatever I wrote would be converted back into a return code.failed value. Okay, so value converters, in summary, let me convert type from the original data source that is data bound to the user interface into something that the user interface can understand. And convert back will do the opposite by converting something that is contained in the user interface into something that the original data source can understand. Thanks for watching.